Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, just how many times do you hit that snooze button? We did some research on this. Very interesting stuff. They say 11% of us hit it three times or more. So you're hitting your snooze button three times.
My wife would get upset about that.
I used to, and y'all made so much fun of me. So now I just have four alarms set.
Okay.
So I don't have to hit snooze at all.
So you just hit.
I have four alarms.
Yeah. I have four alarms.
I do.
And the last one is time to leave the house. You're supposed to be out of the house now. My last alarm is you're supposed to be out of the house now.
Oh, I thought you said your something is supposed to be out of the house.
Oh, I did? You're supposed to be out of the house now.
Your butt's out of the house.
My bottom's out of the house after that fourth alarm goes off.
Did I say I didn't say that?
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
It just sounded like it happened.
I didn't say that.
So 16% of the people said twice. They would hit it twice. And then 20% said once, and 30% said never. I guess that's the people that can just wake up without an alarm clock at all.
Don't you hate those people?
But no, you said never. That just means they don't hit the snooze at all.
Oh, okay.
So that's me.
Okay, okay.
All right. I turn it off. It goes off, I turn it off, I get out of bed.
Okay. Oh, I just hate those people.
I know. I got a friend of mine who he doesn't ever sets his alarm clock, and I get up on time.
I don't understand that. That's amazing. Uh-huh. My brain, when it's asleep, it's checked out. It's not doing any work. Mm-hmm. It's not keeping time.
Well, one in four couples report that they argue over setting the snooze button.
See? Mm-hmm. That's why I don't do it. My wife would hate my guts if I let the snooze go off at 4 something in the morning every day.
Well, you have a different job, but let's say, you have a normal 8 or 9 to 5 job.
Okay.
And she's getting up about the same time. They would argue maybe over 15 or 20 minutes of setting the alarm clock?
Well, more than likely, the woman's got to get up earlier than the man. Probably takes her longer to get her hair and everything done. So I bet he's arguing with quit hitting the snooze button. I could sleep another 30 minutes every day.
Yeah. Okay, what's the average person set their alarm clock for? What time of the morning?
I would say 6:30.
Okay. 6:30.
7.
Okay, Cato's closest.
What is it?
It's 6:47, they say.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think we were all pretty good.
My last alarm goes off at 4:47.
Okay. they said, now this is the average, so 6:47.
Okay.
So I guess, I'm thinking, who sets their clock for 6:47?
You don't understand averages, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Because that would be like a lot of people at 7 and some people at 6:45, and it ends up averaging around there.
Okay, but it would have to be still an off time.
No, it wouldn't.
He's just suggesting it should be 45 or 7.
But it won't be with an average, because if you have 13 people that set it at 7 and 6 people that set it at 6:30, then the average is probably 6:47. That's how averages work.
We ain't got time for a whole education here.
I'm just saying it's not weird. It makes perfect sense.
But I would think if they said 6:30 and one said 7 o'clock, it would be 6:45.
It would, but that's if one said one and one said the other. But if three said 7 o'clock and two said 6:30, then it would be a weird number.
It's a weird time, Tom.
Okay.
I agree with you.
It's really not.
I understand now.
Thank you.
Tell Cato.
Explain it to
Cato. I get it, but it's 6:47 is a weird time. I'm like, Hawk, 6:50.
Okay. You know what? This is interesting. People under 25, they spend an average of 40 minutes hitting snooze buttons.
Wow.
I have before.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I don't know.
To me, you're robbing yourself of 40 minutes of sleep.
Yeah. No, I'm slowly waking up.
Okay. Yeah, but the slowly part means some of it is not as asleep as it was.
There's nothing better than waking up before your alarm clock goes off and you got like an hour and you're like, oh, yeah, I can sleep another hour. But when you're snoozing and you keep going, okay, I got 5 more minutes sleep. Oh, 5 more minutes sleep.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
5 more minutes
sleep. Oh, that's waking up slowly.
And an hour is risky for me. I'd like for it to be 2 hours so I know that I'm going to fall asleep.
All right, and Cato, use your old trick of putting the alarm clock out of reach. 1 in 3 people do that. They'll put the alarm clock across the room.
They still make those alarm clocks on wheels and stuff. Yeah. I was looking for shopping for the kids for Christmas, and that was a suggestion. And it's this little alarm clock that once it goes off, it starts running from you. And you got to get up out of bed and get it.
That's fun.
I would throw it against the wall. Mm-hmm.
It looked very padded.
Yeah, and the room, across the room, the alarm, I would just get up, turn it off, and get back in bed.
Okay.
It did not work for me.
And they said that a lot of people, most likely a lot of times, like, 25% just sleep straight through the alarm going off.
Mm. I had that happen once, and my son had climbed into bed with us at some point, and so I woke up, and he's in my dream saying, "Hey, Dad," and I'm like, "What's going on?" He's like, "Your alarm's going off." I'm like, "Oops."
Yeah, and who's setting your alarm clock on your cell phone now instead of your?
Oh, a lot of people.
Clock.
I do that during the day.
Okay.
In fact, I've got 57 different alarms for each minute I need it during the afternoon to pick up my kids and stuff.
Oh, well, okay.
Reminders.
Yeah, reminders, okay.
Well, yeah, and also just there's like different days they have different things. So like if she's got chorus, then I have to set it for 3:48. And if she doesn't have chorus, it's 2:45. And
besides meetings, for me, it would be time to move your car.
Oh, boy.
Because I live downtown.
Because you live downtown.
Right.
Okay. But a lot of people are starting to use their cell phone instead of an alarm clock.
That's all I use.
I still have my alarm clock from college.
Well, the only problem, and the reason I haven't fully gone to the cell phone is if you don't plug it in and it runs out, you're up a creek. Uh-huh. So that's what I like about still having that plugged into the wall, battery backup hard line alarm clock.
Well, and they say alarm clock math, kind of not what we were doing a while ago, but how much do you add to the real time on your clock to get the extra winks? Then you have to wake up and figure out the math problem.
Yeah, I used to do that, but then I got good at figuring out the math, and that didn't work. And I finally just went back to normal.
Okay, mine is actually 45 minutes ahead of time.
Okay, see, what you got to do is make it 42 or 47, so you really got to think.
No, that would be like I had to think well ago with a 6:47.
But that'll get you out of bed when you have to start going, wait a second, is it 6:48 now or is it 5:47?
You know what, as long as we don't have to do alarm clock grammar, I'll be fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.